We're back with more of the John Murphy Show.
All right, welcome back to the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, here from One Bills Drive here in Orchard Park. Sal Capaccio, former Bills wide receiver Donald Jones, and current wide receiver Colby Listenby now joining us here in studio. Glad to have you, man. You're working out. You're ready to go. You're here at the facility a lot already, huh?
Yeah, sir. I got back on Monday. I actually had a checkup with my surgeon and stuff, so I got to get the okay and start rehab and all that.
So now that are you back, like, through everything, or you just here for a little bit going back home to rehab?
I should be back. I mean, I'm going to leave, like, here and there for, like, vacation and stuff. But other than that, I'll be over here doing rehab until OTAs, maybe into training camp.
Tell me about the injury. I know you spoke to me about it a little bit last year. I wrote a story about it, and some of those quotes that came out, I'm reading. I think I got hurt reading it because it hurt to me to think about what you went through. What exactly happened at TCU during that season and the injury that occurred?
So it was the third game of the season. We played against SMU. It was second half, caught a ball, touchdown pass, jumped for a ball, landed on my tailbone. And then, I was sitting on the ground for a second. Like, I was trying to celebrate, but at the same time, I was hurting so bad. But, the pain shot through the backside of my pelvis, my tailbone, to, the front side, and my whole entire adduct was locked up. So I missed the first two games, and then they diagnosed. They couldn't really find anything, and then I played the rest of the season off of cortisone shots into, the pubic synthesis. So it made my pelvis loose and stuff. I had to keep on playing, which ended up having two torn groins, which is a double sports hernia.
That's amazing. And you still, despite that, went to the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And ran a, 4.31?
Yeah, I ran a 4.39.
Okay.
I mean, I was trying to break the record. I wanted to break the record. That's why I ran it, because I knew I was hurt. I mean, I didn't even, I was just lifting weights the whole time at Exos, but I didn't get to run or really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that happened. I had to get surgery in March 10th, and then I had a scope surgery in July or before training camp. That's why I missed training camp. And then I had to get my last surgery December 11th, I think.
Wow.
All right. Now, so you're rehabbing. You miss your full first season in the NFL. So this year you're going to be a rookie, essentially.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, if you would have played, they still would call you a rookie going into your second year. That's just how it is. So next year,
uh-huh,
in your third season, you're still going to be called a rookie until you play four games into your third season.
Yeah.
Just trust me on that one. What's it like for you right now, knowing that this team has four free agent wide receivers, not knowing who's going to be back or not, and you're going through your rehab, missing your first season? Mentally, where's your mind at?
I can't lie. This season was, hard for me watching everybody do, things that I wanted to do. I had a great Coach Sanjay. He was definitely giving us a lot of tips, giving me a lot of tips, and just trying to keep me focused and get ready for when I get on the field and stuff. But, now he's gone, so I have an opportunity of having a new coach. So, it's a clean slate. I got a new receiver coach, new offensive coordinator, everything. So it's a level playing ground for me. Go learn the offense and just how to get on the field.
Have you talked to the new coaching staff yet, the position coach, coordinator, everybody?
Yeah, I talked to them the other day ago. I actually got to meet the receiver coach and the assistant quarterback coach and the, what is it called, crowd control?
The quality control.
Quality control. Yeah, receiver coach, too.
Crowd control.
They got to be crowd control sometimes, too, I think, Colby.
My bad.
Hey, you look at right. Charles Oakley last night.
That's right. You got to have that, right? Colby Listenby joining us here on the set of the John Murphy Show here on WGR and on MSG. Colby, you are very active in social media. People like to tweet, but you are, literally, and I've said this, and I know you know, other than Tyrod, I think, I get more tweets about you than anybody because people are just so... You're a mystery. You're a mystery to a lot of fans because here you have this blazing world-class speed. You came in as a seventh rounder, I believe, right? Not sixth, seventh rounder,
sixth
right?
Round.
Sixth rounder. I apologize. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Came
mess
in as a sixth rounder.
Don't mess
I
up
know,
his
right? I wanted to make sure. But you came in, you have this blazing speed, and here they are, a team that needs wide receiver help. So lots of fans are already saying, here's Colby. Get Colby. This is the guy that's going to do it. What about that pressure, though? I mean, I keep telling people, let's caution. Here's a kid that's coming off an injury. He's never played in the NFL yet. You could be great the minute you step on the field, but it's a lot of pressure that it seems like fans are even putting on you to be kind of the savior at the position.
I mean, first of all, it's a blessing to be an opportunity. I mean, having the ability and all that, speed and all that. I mean, with the job, you have pressure. And, you got to just go prepare yourself. So when your number is called on the field,
right,
to go make the play and stuff. So I'll be nervous the first few because I haven't played – it's going to be 2 years, I guess. So really just go out there and just do what I do best and just go run fast and catch the ball, make plays, be smart on the field.
Now, obviously, he talked about being the savior at the wide receiver position. You're going to need wide receivers, right? And they're going to either bring in guys through the free agency, sign some guys back, or draft some. Do you feel like, personally, you can be that guy that they need?
For sure. I feel like I bring a lot of things to the field, I mean, to the team also. I just know I got to just work on small things like route running. Oh, that's a really big thing.
That's
route
a huge
running.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. Route running, just confidence, just just knowing the whole entire scheme and stuff so I can go out there and make plays. And I feel like, I mean, me and Tyrod's here right now, so if I get back on my feet, just start catching the ball with him, just getting some confidence in between each other and stuff.
Tell me a little bit about growing up and, you know, having that world-class speed and what that afforded you to do in high school. I see that you were maybe a running back as well. You ran for 1,100 yards as a junior. Were you a running back? Could anybody catch you on a high school field? I mean, come on, man. You're like an Olympic sprinter here.
No, I was actually a quarterback.
Wow.
And, like, I actually, like, tried to play quarterback all my life. And then I actually thought I can go with the TCU and play quarterback, but that didn't happen. So, I mean, that kind of, like, short-lived a little bit. But, I mean, I can throw the ball and all that, but I ran the ball a lot because I had a real good running back, Russell Hansbro. He ran, like, the spread option or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was just reading defense in. And half of my junior year, I didn't know what I was doing, really. So I was pulling everything. That's how I ended up with 1,100 yards. But other than that, I mean, in track, I wasn't supposed to run track. I ran because of off-season, and I ended up running, like, 21.59. And I had, like, I got 7th in state, whatever.
You're like Bo Jackson when football was a hobby. Yeah. Track was a hobby, yet you could have gone to the Olympics, I think, Colby. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, actually, I did. I mean, personally, if it was okay with the Bills and if I was healthy last summer, I probably didn't mess around and try for the Olympic trials because I ran a 10.03. I believe I could have ran 9 seconds. I mean, I know I could have ran 9 seconds because I sat in the blocks and ran 10.03. So.
That's amazing.
Man, I remember when I was training, I trained with Trendon Holiday.
Yeah.
And Trendon, you know, he, like, won nationals for college and in the 60 indoor. I don't know what he did outdoor. But I remember training with him. He would take off. Like, we would do 40s, and he would take off. And I ran 4.4, so I thought I was fast. But he was, like, on a whole nother level. And he used to tell me that he ran against Usain Bolt before. And he was like,
crazy.
Yo, this dude, like, he covers more ground per step than anybody else out there, obviously because his legs are so long. But he said it took him, like, 3 times the steps to get 100 meters than it does with Usain Bolt.
Who's the fastest person you've ever been on either a track or a football field with, other than yourself?
Well, on this team, for sure, Marquise Goodwin. He's very fast. I don't know how that would be for a race. I keep on hearing
how
we should race and all that. But on the track, Trayvon Bumrell, he's upcoming. He's, like, 21. And Andre DeGrasse. I was in a race with them. A national, they ran like a 9.75 and then a 9.84. And then for the 200, he ran, Andre DeGrasse ran a 19.5 in the 200.
can
I didn't run that though.
A lot of our listeners have no idea contextually what that means. Like, how fast is that, Colby? Give an idea.
So Andre DeGrasse, he ran next to Usain Bolt this year at the Olympics. He was smiling with Usain Bolt.
So he was the one. Who did he run for?
He ran for USC. He ran, well, Canada, whatever,
yeah.
For
okay,
Olympics.
Okay,
so he was the one, a lot of memes, like, smiling and stuff.
Right, okay.
Next to him.
Gotcha. Yeah, so he is fast.
Colby Listenby joining us here. What's your rehab like? What's a day for you like right now in the offseason getting ready?
Yesterday I had a little pull workout. Did some mobility stuff, like leg swings and all that. Just walking, trying to get my mobility back. Because, I mean, I haven't been walking. I've been on crutches for 8 weeks. So just trying to get all that mechanics and stuff back.
What was it like during the season? You said it was tough. How did you keep your mind off the frustration of not being out there playing football?
Shoot, I don't even know, really. I mean, I went home, studied a little bit, and slept my days away, really. Because it was kind of depressing. I mean, going through, just watching, and I couldn't be a part of it. But I had friends back at home that kept me, and, you know what I'm saying, tagged. Like, we just talked all the time, just kept my mind off of football a little bit.
Have they, I don't know if you can say this, but have they given you a timetable on when you'll be able to practice and get back to full go?
I mean, I talked to the surgeon when I first had surgery. They said 4 months for recovery, but then they also said on the board that I won't be back to training camp. So, I mean, whenever OTAs come around, I should be able to run by then, but I might just be on the side, just learning technique and stuff and walking through the plays so I can just get ready for training camp.
You're from Texas.
Yes, sir.
You went to college in Texas. You've been up here in Buffalo. Now you're rehabbing during the middle of February when it's the way it is outside right now. What's it like for you?
I mean, I just got back, but, I mean, it hasn't been bad. It's kind of how it is in the season. I leave over here, I go back to the house and, like, either cook or watch some TV or something, or, you know what I'm saying? So I just be chilling.
You
really.
Just laid back. What do you like? What do you like to do when you're away from the facility, away from football?
Whenever it's summertime, when I was here in July, I was fishing the whole time.
Oh,
fishing. I was fishing, like on about I think the five. I didn't
say
five.
Right.
I was over there.
Lake Erie over there.
Yeah, exactly. I was over there fishing a little bit. I didn't catch much, but
you like the fish?
Yeah, I like the fish. Like it's like my little peace of mind a little bit.
Nice.
Okay, so what do you like the fish for?
Anything, just anything. A fish. Make sure I catch anything. Yeah, so.
What about music? What do you like music? What if I grab that phone and hit shuffle on your player there, your iPod, whatever you got? What would be like the most likely either genre or group or artist to come up?
I like neo soul. I like some Erykah Badu, but right now, I've been on like Migos, like some dancing music. Really, I like dancing a little.
Totally
bit,
so. Not what I expected.
What did you expect?
I mean, being from Texas, you think things like. UGK and all of those guys down there.
I mean, I listen to everything, really, but, yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm on Migos right now. I love dancing, so you might see some dancing in the end zone or something next year or whatever.
Well, we hope we do see a lot of dancing in the end zone. Just don't get fined for it because you know they're coming down hard on that.
Yeah. Hey, what's your impression of new head coach Sean McDermott? You've had a chance, obviously, to either talk to him or at least see from the outside the press conferences and people you've talked to, your impressions.
Yeah, he's actually really cool. I met him the other day ago, and he's like a very respectful man. I barely talked to Rex because he was in the season and stuff. But even when I did talk to him, he was a very respectful person too. So, I just want to just go out there and just keep on getting to know him or whatever, and then go out there and just make plays to make him happy and stuff.
Now that you're here rehabbing, I mean, you're here. Most of the guys are not here. Obviously, the four free agent wide receivers are not going to be here because technically they're not even on the team anymore. So it kind of gives you an upper hand. And learning the system. So are you going to go in there and sit down with the coaches and learn the system, you know, quite often?
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to the coach, in the cafeteria, talking to him, like, see if I can get a playbook. But obviously we can't right now because it's dead period. So, when I get a chance to, I'm definitely going to try to get a little jump ahead and try to just sit there in the office and try to, like, break down the plays and stuff and, you know what I'm saying, just learn.
What's it like? Is LaDainian Tomlinson like the ultimate god at TCU? He's going into the Hall of Fame now.
He basically. If you talk to Coach P, like I don't think you hear is LT. Andy Dalton, he's real big too, but he's still playing. So I'm sure whenever he gets to that point, he's gonna be one of the celebrated ones around there too.
Did you grow up watching the league, the NFL?
I was a basketball. You know, so I used to love basketball back then. I watched football back then, but more basketball.
Who's your squad?
Kobe Bryant, the Lakers.
All right, see. He's with me. Thank you. This guy's a Knicks fan over here.
Yeah, they ain't that good now, but back then it was cold.
Yeah. It's been a long time. So
That's right. Hey, let's give you some love on your Twitter because I know you like to. I know you like to tweet out there. What is your Twitter handle there? Liston B Swag.
Liston B Swag.
You like that? All right.
Yeah, it's from high school. I don't even know. I have my high school number too, so it's like
okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I want to throw it out there just so everybody knows. Go ahead, Donald.
The last question before you get to all of that stuff. What is it about, like, Texas football is just, like, everything. Football is life down there. So, like, what is it about that that you guys think that you're so much better than everybody else? Because I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I tell you, we go down there and roll some teams in Texas. So
I mean, they got some teams that's not all that great. But, like, I mean, most of the teams that's in Dallas, they're all, like, competitive. They have, like, the Skyline, South Lake Curls. I mean, my school was very competitive. I think we went to the third or fourth round this year, but we haven't won state yet. But they got a lot of teams in Katy and stuff. It's just like we take pride in, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, playing ball, first of all, but like the whole entire cheering, you know what I'm saying? Like the fans come out there, they be having fun out there. It's kind of like Buffalo fans a little bit.
Yeah. These stadiums are building down there for high school. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're huge. Like
30,000 seat stadiums for high school.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing, right? By the way, it's List 10. L-I-S-T, the number 10, then B-E-E, then underscore, then swag with two G's. All right, you got to get a shorter Twitter handle here so you can tell people what it is. And that's how you have to introduce yourself to people. This is where I am on Twitter.
Yeah,
that's what the new
swag.
Thing is now, right? There you go. Listen to be swag. Hey, man, best of luck to you. Good luck this year. Continued rehab going well. I'm sure it will be, and we'll look out for you in OTAs, minicamp, and training camp.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. That is Colby Listenby, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. We're going to be back here. Sal Capaccio, Donald Jones, more on the way next on the John Murphy Show.